Here we go with another hour of Edge Music on KTEG FM Santa Fe.
What?
This is an unholy alliance. This is the apocalypse for us all.
This is 104.1 The Edge.
Music
is go.
Standing in the pouring rain. Idiots are everywhere. Prepare to meet their leader. The Baxter Show on 104.1 The Edge.
Wouldn't it be
keyword Smashing Pumpkins?
And a Tori Marley on The Baxter Show.
Hi, everybody. My name is Baxter. That little Chiquita Banana Hanene Concarne is Janae.
Hello.
Janae, are you excited for Halloween?
Yes. That's the right answer, right?
I know we're like what, 3 weeks away? Yeah. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Are you going to be Superman?
Damn it, Janae. I'm not going to be Superman. I don't know what I'm going to be yet this year. October is my favorite month. One, I was born in October. Two, my wife was born in October. My wife's birthday is Friday. So we're both Libras. So we get along great, obviously. We balance things out, Janae.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do. We got scales, you know?
Or drive each other crazy.
No, honestly, we're pretty compatible.
Good.
I don't know if Libras go with Libras. I don't know the periodic table or whatever you call it. Not a periodic table, by the way.
The Zodiac
is what I'm talking about.
Yes, the Zodiac. Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a Pisces. I'm a fish.
So when's your birthday?
March 16th.
Boom, I got you. Boom, now I know your birthday.
Yeah.
See, that's what you do.
You didn't give me anything.
Let that be a secret for everybody at home. Whenever you don't know a friend's birthday, just be like, oh yeah, what are you again? So Janae, coming up, I have things to discuss with you. First and foremost, I want to thank you again for yesterday's NFL report. It was sublime, my dear. Sublime.
I feel like Erin Andrews should watch her back.
She should, because you're going to come take her job.
Hey, baby.
The fascinating world of
The Baxter Show.
That's tasteless, disgusting, and offensive. I like it.
Janene. She's gonna sing Busta Rhymes part. Go.
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
My favorite part of this whole song, Janae, is where he's like, hey, yo, Bo knows this, what? And Bo knows that, what? But Bo don't know Jack.
This, what? And Bo knows that, what? But Bo don't know Jack.
Because Bo can't rap, so what do you know? Anyway.
That was good.
Thank you very much. That's right. I might have grown up in the Heights, but let me just tell you a little
story.
Your heart
is in Compton.
That's right. My heart's in Compton. Compty-comp. That's what I call it. I call it Compty-comp, you know? Because that's, I feel like I'm from, that's my people, you know? Some dude from Compton's going to come in here and beat my ass.
Yeah. Absolutely. I didn't want to say that.
Did I tell you the story about when I was on vacation? I saw this dude with a Sweet Compton shirt. I was like, I want one of those. And my wife looks at me and she goes, dude, you will get your ass kicked if you wear one of those.
And he sold tacos, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
No, he did. Yeah.
So, Janae, let's get into this.
Okay, so have you had a Red Bull between...
Remember when I had one and I freaked out on you guys?
Yeah,
I haven't had one since then.
Okay, well, if you have had one between January 1st, 2002 and October 3rd of 2014, then get this, Red Bull owes you $10.
Ooh, why?
Or $15 of free Red Bull products.
Money.
Because of a big lawsuit going on right now where, you know, of course, their slogan is Red Bull gives you wings.
Right.
And clearly... I don't have wings.
You know what? You have single-handedly contributed to a small college fund of a Red Bull employee because you always have a Red Bull.
I do. I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
And they owe me a lot of freaking money, Red
so
Bull.
So are you gonna get on the bandwagon and get some money back for your...
I sure hope so.
Your purchases?
I hope they give me a lot of Red Bull. So in the lawsuit, they're actually saying that despite the fact that Red Bull's claiming that it... increases concentration,
right,
and
reaction
to speed, that was actually never scientifically proven.
Yeah.
So therefore, they owe
they're full of crap. Yeah, you know, every time I drink a Red Bull, Janae, I think I'm Bruce Lee. Like, I feel like I can visualize an attack. Like that. Like, I don't want to hurt you, but like...
Don't hurt yourself.
I'm just saying, I know Kung Fu when I drink Red Bull, and therefore... I'm not going to sue them because you know what? They've enhanced my life. They've enhanced it.